I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Toronto votes this October. The Toronto municipal election enters its final stretch. Early polls opened during the Thanksgiving weekend on October 7th and ended on October 14th. Ward 11 University Rosedale hosted an all-candidates forum at the Cecil Street Community Center in the Annex. The event gave residents the opportunity to meet the candidates at tables set up around the venue. Each candidate was offered a two-minute introduction before answering questions. The questions were pre-submitted by the public and focused on affordable housing, the environment, working with the Ontario government to spearhead new city-based initiatives, and instituting cultural and heritage designations for Kensington Market. Candidates present at the forum include Diane Sachs, Pierre Therrien, Alison Pang, Peter Loverling, Adam Golden, Norm DePasquale, Robin Buxton-Potts, and Axel Arvizu. Affordable housing and protection against rent evictions were central during the forum. Pierre Therrien, Diane Sachs, Robin Buxton-Potts, and Norm DePasquale spoke about how they will address affordability and how renters can be protected in the ward.
Do you think the city has a role in supporting harm reduction organizations and addressing homelessness in encampments? And if so, what? Will you commit to working with the homeless and other health themselves, stopping encampment evictions, not spending public funding on private security, or restoring funding for shelters?
Yes, so the homelessness situation in Toronto and pretty much in every major city in Canada is the same. It's pathetic. There is, from what I can tell in government, there is a complete lack of vision to simply solve this problem. We need to act like Finland did and treat this as a technocratic matter. And we need to think of a system that's going to house all of the homeless people and bring them out of this. They cannot. There is far too much mental health issues. These people have no address. There's no way to lift themselves out of this.
I do think that the city has a significant role to play in dealing with the homeless. The city is not primarily responsible for the problem. That's primarily the responsibility of the provincial government, with its incredibly low support for ODSP, low rates for Ontario Works, inadequate funding for mental health, inadequate funding for addiction, inadequate funding for housing. There's a lot of things that the city, the problem is downloaded under the city without resources. But the city has a role, and I want to see the city doing more of the things that it can do. For example, when my family first came to Toronto, they lived in rooming houses. Rooming houses were the only thing they could afford. Rooming houses have always provided a step up, a way in, for people who don't have much money. And the city needs to legalize and regulate rooming houses across Toronto so that we can have a lot more low-cost housing that's well-regulated. And as you saw, City Council this spring again ducked it and didn't do it. So that's one thing we need to do. We need to have deeply affordable housing that stays affordable, and that's not possible from the private market. It's only possible if there's some form of subsidy. Where can those subsidies come from? Well, one thing, Environmental Defense made a really good suggestion that we should have special density bonuses available only to nonprofit providers of permanently affordable housing. That makes a lot of sense.
Will you commit to working towards getting the city to use its available powers and resources to take the lead in protecting tenants from rent evictions, challenge the province of Ontario on laws that incentivize the eviction of tenants, and double its investment in the multi-unit residential acquisition program?
Yes, absolutely. This is another area where it's not acceptable for us to say this is the provincial government's responsibility. As a city, we need to be creative about how we're helping keep people housed. One of the problems of the housing crisis is to keep people in the homes that they already have. One of the programs at the city that I would like to see expanded further is the Rent Bank. Through the work that I did at the end of the summer, we managed to get the Rent Bank program expanded and also turned what had been a loan program into a grant program. So that when people were in crisis and they needed 1 month's rent just to get themselves through, they weren't taking on additional debt. We know that helping people stay in their homes, even 1 month at a time, really helps with the housing crisis. There are other things that we can do when we're working with developers. If they're going to come and tear down a rental building for profit, we need to strengthen our bylaws that require them to replace those units and provide housing for the people that they're displacing within the community that is appropriate, the same size, and that they are given first right of return when that building is finalized. Those are powers that the city has to put in now. And again, we need to do everything we can to be creative while we wait for a province that has given no indication that they care about renters.
Yeah, so last year I was actually, I experienced a renovation with my family, and in the middle of an affordable housing crisis, I had to find a new place to rent with my family of four. You know, I got lucky, but there are some who have not, who have slipped through the cracks now. So we have to make sure we strengthen the RentSafe program so that we can keep people in their houses, in where they're living. You know, we have to help tenants to organize, and find when tenants organize, we have the best outcomes. So I would love to see something like a mandatory tenant committee in every single building. We have to keep people in their houses, first of all, because it exacerbates the housing crisis as people get renovated. And the Mura program is a great success, like to the point where it is oversubscribed. I think it's been very successful, and I would support the I would support that being increased, and I would love to see the Kansas Market Land Trust to reapply for that.
Candidate debates throughout the month of October are expected to be a mix of both virtual and in-person. The most recent Ward 11 debate was hosted on October 12th virtually. CGRU reached out to all Ward 11 candidates. The interviews for the candidates that responded to our media request are available at cgru.ca. Here's the full list of candidates running in Ward 11, University Rosedale. Axel Arvizu, Michael Borelli, Robin Buxton Potts, Norm DePasquale, David Fielder, Adam Golding, Andrew Lehman, Peter Loverling, Alison Pang, Diane Sachs, Heather Sean, and Pierre Therrien. The Ward 11 election, along with six other wards, do not have an incumbent running for re-election. Since 2018, the city councilor was Mike Layden, who announced his decision to not run in this year's election in the summer. More details to come. Toronto's election is scheduled for October 24th. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative